I can't tell you how happy I am to celebrate this Christmas Day Mass with all of you. This is my third Christmas Mass as your pastor, and I really have come to love all of you very, very much and appreciate your love and support in return. And to be honest, it's kind of a pressure on preaching at Christmas and Easter because it's such a great feast. It's so important. There's so much how to convey the joy and the magnificence and the awesomeness and so that we don't just sort of go ho hum, oh he was born, okay, big deal. No, this is a really big deal. If there's anything that's a big deal, it's today. We are experiencing the inbreaking of the divine into our human reality. And just let's try to fathom that somehow, that God looked down upon us and loved us so much that he wanted to become one of us. He came and sent his son to be one of us, to be born as a baby. And the fact that he cares so much about us that he wanted to become one of us is truly, truly amazing. The Canticle of Zechariah says, "In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death and guide our feet into the way of peace." So that's kind of a neat image. The dawn from on high shall break upon us. So, you know, on a clear morning, the sun rises and enlightens up the world that was in darkness just before. That's one image that the scriptures give us. And to guide our feet in the way of peace and to shine on those who dwell in darkness. That's us. The Christmas prayer this morning from the Liturgy of the Hours has another beautiful image. Your eternal word leapt down from heaven. Imagine that. The word leapt down from heaven. I don't know if he's a pole vaulter or what, but he leapt down from heaven in the silent watches of the night. And now your church is filled with wonder at the nearness of our God. So let us be filled with wonder at the nearness of our God. And the prayer continues, open our hearts to receive his life. So let our hearts be open to receive the life of Jesus, the love of Jesus, who comes into our world today as a little baby. And it really changes everything. So that's why this is such a big deal. It changes absolutely everything. St. Leo Pope says, God brought us to life with Christ so that in Christ we might be a new creation. So with Christ becoming one of us, we are literally a new creation. And this gives us a new dignity as a member of God's family, as God's sons and daughters. So we have a new creation, we have a new dignity, and we are rescued from the powers of darkness and brought into the light of God's kingdom. And it gives us a new hope and a new courage. The Christmas Eve prayer says, come, Lord Jesus, do not delay. Give new courage to your people who trust in your love. So we're given new courage and hope to trust in God's love, to trust that he is truly with us. And also, one of the things that changes, it gives the possibility for true peace, for which we all long, for which the world longs, but can only come through divine intervention, which is unleashed by the ministry of Jesus on earth 2,000 years ago. So, another thought on this feast is how God enters our world in its messiness. The world is messy. The situation of Mary and Joseph is kind of a messy situation. Mary as an unwed mother and presumed to be an adulteress, and Joseph not knowing what to do, so he's going to quietly divorce her so she wouldn't be stoned according to the law. That is not something we should underestimate, the confusion of this young couple. In our Advent retreat, people talked about what would be the conversation with Mary and her mother? What would be the conversation of Joseph and Mary in all this? And yet it's into that messy situation, this ambiguous situation, that God inserts himself. not waiting for everything to be neat and tidy. And God enters into the messiness of our world to redeem it, to redeem it. And then, of course, Emmanuel is a big theme of this feast. And as we know, that means God is with us. So God's inbreaking into the messiness of our world means that he is truly, truly with us. He is truly one of us. He has pitched his tent among us. Let's not take that for granted. Go visit the creche over there. See the baby Jesus. God entered our world, and that is fantastic. That is wonderful. That is something we should never, ever take for granted. At the end of Matthew's gospel, Jesus pledges to remain with us until the end of time. So his presence is operative throughout, which was operative throughout the life of Jesus, continues through the life of the church. And Jesus promises, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. So we got more than two or three. You know, we probably have a couple hundred. So he's here among us. We're gathered in his name. So he is here among us. He's with us for the long haul, and we can really trust that. That can give us that courage, that hope, that joy, that peace. No matter if things are difficult at times in our personal lives or in our civic life, in our national life, in our church life, he is still with us in all of that, and we can trust that and have the courage and hope to hang in there and keep working for a better church, a better world. And for those of us who made the Advent Ignatian small group retreat, there was a poem in there called Emerging Emmanuel by Edward Hayes. And I want to just read two stanzas which really struck me. And if any of you out there were in my retreat group, you'll remember how much this struck me. So the first stanza goes, O come, Emmanuel, come forth from deep within me with Christmas luminous beauty. For my heart has become the sacred crib, the birthing place of God among us. So come forth from deep within me. So we're praying that this Emmanuel come forth from within us, that our heart becomes a crib for Jesus. And then the second stanza says, peace, it kind of broadens out the scope a little bit to not just us as individuals, but us as a community. Peace on earth and justice for all will only become manifest in our lives when enough of your sons and daughters, O God, awaken to your divine design that makes each of us an emerging Emmanuel. So Christmas is not this is not about sentimentality. This is not magic. God requires our yes and our cooperation, just as he required the cooperation and the yes of Mary and Joseph to be born among us 2,000 years ago. So for God to be born among us today, we have to say yes. We have to cooperate. We have to live as he wants us to live so that this incarnation can continue and this unfolding of the reign of God can continue and that his peace can become more evident among us. So his peace of kingdom, his peace and kingdom of love and justice comes through us, comes through our cooperation, comes through our yes. And one of the things I want to do, one of the songs that for me really helps me appreciate some of the grandeur of Christmas is For Unto Us from the Handel's Messiah. So I'm going to play that for us right now because I think it really gets at how this is something really magnificent and really special.